just tried to slip in on you. Mm-hmm. See, he got a bold attack and then he got a subtle attack. Now, what happened with the disciples was they got in an argument one day. They got into a fuss about who was the greatest among them. And Jesus heard them. And so when they got home, Jesus said, now, what was y'all arguing about back there? And wouldn't nobody say nothing? So then he brought a little child and he said, now, if you want to be the greatest, then you be a servant. I'll tell you when you're the greatest, when you're the servant. If you always looking to be served, if you're looking to be served, then you have the wrong motive. If you think your husband exists just to serve you, then you're mistaken. If you think your wife exists just to serve you and make you happy, you're totally mistaken. You're married because you want to give and you want to serve one another. You should be overboard serving each other. But what happened when division set in? No, it's always, you know, it's all about what I want now. So you can't have a superiority complex, think you better than that man or you better than that woman. Oh, I'm better than them. They need to serve me. They should be taking care of me, how good I am. All right? What you gonna give? I told you it wasn't going to be too many amen. I ain't getting none. That's all right. The next thing, what breaks up unity? Infidelity. Unfaithfulness. Putting your mind and your hands on someone other than your spouse. You ain't just got to put your hand on them to be unfaithful. You can put your mind on them. Jesus said, if a man look on a woman to lust after, that means to desire to have. In other words, that if you had the opportunity, you would do it, then you did it. So unity is destroyed when you introduce another person into that relationship that ain't got no business being there. You ain't supposed to have nobody on the side. You ain't supposed to have nobody on the side. You ain't supposed to have nobody on the side. You ain't supposed to have nobody on the side. No, 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 no. You ain't supposed to have nobody on the side. She ain't treating me right. That's why I got somebody on the side. He ain't treating me right. He don't love me. That's why I got somebody on the side. You ain't supposed to have nobody on the side. Some of y'all need to tell your friends you ain't got no business having somebody on the side. You married for better or worse. Sometimes you got the worst. Didn't you make a vow before God? For better or worse. Sometimes it's worse. For rich or poor. Sometimes it's poor. Good times and bad times. Sometimes it's bad times. You ain't supposed to have nobody on the side. I'm a fool for Christ, you know that? I really am. Y'all got that one? Yeah. Well, tell your neighbor. Sing it. Tell them again, they ain't hear you. You get rid of that person on the side. If you even thinking about it, you ain't did it yet, but you thinking about it. You being tempted with it. You ain't supposed to have nobody on the side. You better step away. You better step away. You better back up quick. Because you ain't supposed to have nobody on the side. Praise the Lord. You ain't supposed to do that. You ain't supposed to do that. Y'all got one thing out of this message, I know. All right, the last one, Unity Buster. I've already mentioned it several times. Selfishness. Selfishness destroys unity. Just works it over. Just breaks it down. You can't always have it your way. What'd they say? What'd he say? He's still singing. Maybe I ought to just stop right there then. Maybe that ought to be the message today. You ain't supposed to have nobody on the side. That'll break down your unity for sure. That's good. You ain't supposed to have nobody on the side. Do you hear me? Shout yes, somebody. Let me tell you about selfishness. Selfishness makes you a taker and not a giver. Man. If you get real selfish, you're going to be taking and giving nothing. When all you think about is yourself, you're going to become a taker. And it's going to be always about what the other person's doing for you. And you don't even consider how you're supposed to be helping them. You see how that break down your unity? Yeah. When all you want is what you want, and the other person, you think that other person's supposed to be your slave?
Yeah, all right.
You gotta get rid of these. You can identify all these here, and you need to start eradicating them. Now, let me share a few things with you. I think I got a few more minutes here. Listen at this. You say, well, Pastor, that's a real, I mean, this list right here make it seem like, man, how can you even have unity if you got all these things working against you? Well, I'm going to tell you, all of these can be overcome with the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit through first love, first work principles. All of these have the devil's fingerprints on them. And Jesus took care of the devil. Jesus destroyed the devil. That word destroyed means he rendered him idle, inoperative, and unemployed. He actually did that for believers. I mean, he broke the power of sin when he went to the cross so that the devil has no business working in your family. Amen. He had no business. All you need to get is the wisdom of God, the knowledge of God, and the understanding that come from the Holy Spirit, and you can recognize these unity busters when they stand up, and you say, no, we're not going to have that. And if a husband and a wife will grow together in the Lord and work together, they can keep the devil out of their situation. Amen. And out of their circumstances. How many of you know that God is the only one supposed to be working in your life? Yes. Yes. Only God is supposed to be working in you. You ain't supposed to be letting the devil work in you. Amen. Sometimes we look at people and say, he got the devil in it. Devil ain't supposed to be there. He got no business working in you as a child of God. None. Zero. Give no place to the devil. That means at no time do you give him an opportunity to work in your life. Every time he approach you, every time the Holy Spirit shine a light on his works, you ought to be destroying that work. Amen. Protecting and guarding your family. Amen? Amen? God is the only one who should be working in your marriage and in your family. If you let the devil in, he will do damage, but it's not God's will. He can be stopped if husbands and wives will get in agreement. Now, let me talk to you about how you get in agreement. The first thing is that you got to find common ground. You have to have common ground. You say, well, Pastor, I got so much disunity in my family. How do I begin to push the division out? And how do I begin to work to get unity restored to my relationship? First thing you got to do is you got to find common ground. You got to find an area where you and your wife or you and your husband is not at odds.
Glory to God.
Glory to God in the highest.
You have been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
I'd like to invite you to special services with New York Times bestselling author, Minister Bill Weiss, author of 23 Minutes in Hell, on Sunday, June 22nd at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m.
At 3 o'clock in the morning, I was picked up and taken by the Lord and dropped off in a prison cell in hell. It was rough-hewn stone walls with bars. My mouth was so dry. I noticed the first thing was the tremendous heat. There's not enough air. And I noticed there were these huge creatures in the cell, and they were just cursing God, and they had absolutely no mercy. I could see flames in the distance. The flames were raging hundreds of feet in the air. I could hear millions of people screaming, and they're burning, literally burning. It's not important for people to believe my experience. The most important point is that God loves us so much that he sent his son to die so that we wouldn't have to go. God's a loving God. He didn't intend for you to go to hell, but you have a choice. Choose life.
The Word Christian Center is located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. I look forward to seeing you there. The Word Christian Center is an underwriting sponsor of KAYT 88.1.
Sometimes all I find is strife. Thought I'd have friends to the end. Sometimes alone is all I've been. Tears I cry night and day, but God has always made a way. Because he loves me and I love him too.
Oh. I love you so and I never,
family and job, and my life was so very hard. Tried my best to stand the test. Then God came and gave me rest. Tears I cry night and day. God has always made a way because he loves me and I love him too.
It left me living in fear. I didn't know how to pay my bills, but in his word he says stand still. Tears I cried night and day, but God has always made a way because he loves me.